Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, I'm Sarah.
And I'm Toby.
And this is the Whispering Woods Extra. This extra is all about
Pigman.
Yeah, I've got loads of Pigman stories. But first of all, if you'd like to support the podcast, you can do so by becoming a patron at patreon.com/The Whispering Woods. Or you can write us a lovely review, if you want to, on Apple Podcasts. Another way is to come and join in our communities. Our little Facebook group is hotting up. It's picking up, man.
Yeah.
I'm getting requests each week. It's great. I'm loving it. And people are talking to me. Right, moving on. I've cut these down into three segments, these stories. We've got two lots of stories in the first, two lots of stories in the second, and they are all pigmen from America. And then in the final section, I've got two stories of the sightings of Pigman in Cannock Chase. So are you ready for the first story?
Yes, I am.
In the small town of Angola, New York, generations have been captivated by the mysterious figure known as Pigman. The heart of this legend lies along Holland Road, affectionately dubbed Pigman Road by the locals. But the story extends beyond this winding road. It intertwines with the town's history and some eerie events. The earliest settlers arrived in the vicinity near Evans Center, where sawmills, gristmills, and blacksmith shops thrived along Big Sister Creek. However, in 1852, the Buffalo and State Line Railroad shifted the centre of activities toward what is now known as Angola. The railroad facilitated the transport of timber to Buffalo, and a wood yard and watering station were established on Chauncey Carrier's farm. But it was December 1867 that etched Angola into the annals of history. The Angola Horror. A catastrophic train wreck occurred, resulting in the deadliest train accident of its time. The ghosts of some 50 victims still seem to linger near the tracks. Now let's focus on the pigman himself. The legend revolves around a local butcher who lived near Pigman Road during the 1950s and 60s. This butcher had an unsettling habit. He would impale the heads of butchered pigs on stakes outside his shop. These macabre displays served as a warning to anyone who dared approach. Two versions of the pigman story persist. The butcher was a violent recluse who guarded his territory fiercely. When a group of teenagers ignored his warnings, he took drastic action. The pigman decapitated them and replaced the pig heads on stakes with the heads of the teenagers, a grisly reminder to others. In a more spectral twist, some believe the pigman is the ghost of a man who once trained hogs for the circus. For reasons unknown, he met a gruesome end at the hooves of his swine companions. The Northfield Pigman, Vermont. The Northfield Pigman has been a part of Vermont's eerie legends for more than 50 years. Descriptions of the creature vary, but it consistently has a pig-like face. Whether it's an actual pig's head, a mask, or a deformity, it's often said to be covered in grisly white hair and stands at an imposing height, taller than an average person. Some accounts even mention cloven hooves or talon-like claws, adding to its fearsome appearance. In a chilling incident that has become a cornerstone of the pigman lore, a group of teenagers experienced a terrifying encounter behind Northfields High School. As they hung out in the sandpit, an unexpected visitor emerged from the brush. The figure that approached them was unlike anything they had ever seen. It was naked, covered in white hair, and had the unmistakable face of a pig. The teenagers screamed and fled in terror, seeking refuge in the high school. Their account would go on to be one of the most cited pieces of evidence for the pigman's existence. A local farmer's encounter with the pigman adds another creepy story to the legend. One night, disturbed by noises coming from his backyard, the farmer went to investigate. Suspecting a raccoon or a dog was rummaging through his rubbish. Armed with a shotgun, he stepped onto his porch, only to come face to face with a creature that bore the hideous face of a pig. The farmer's description corroborated the teenager's account, further fueling the legend that something otherworldly roamed the hills of Northfield. The pigman is said to stalk the hills around Devil's Washbowl in Northfield, a forested area with caves where he's allegedly been spotted. An abandoned farm near this area, once known for raising pigs, is suspected to be the origin of the pigman legend. The most popular theory is that the pigman might be Sam Harris, a boy who disappeared. This possible explanation involving Sam Harris is one of the most intriguing aspects of the Northfield pigman legend. According to local lore, Sam Harris was a teenager who vanished in 1951 under mysterious circumstances. The story states that on the night before Halloween, known locally as Picket Night, Sam set out with eggs to take part in the traditional mischief, but never returned home. His disappearance prompted a massive search that lasted weeks, but no trace of him was ever found. The connection between Sam Harris and the Pigman arises from the eerie and unexplained nature of his disappearance. Some locals speculate that Sam encountered something sinister in the woods that night, which led to his transformation into the Pigman. There are various theories about what might have happened to him. One theory suggests that Sam stumbled upon an ancient ritual site in the woods, where he was possessed either by a malevolent entity or attacked by a beast that took on his appearance. Another theory posits that Sam survived his ordeal in the woods, but was left traumatized and insane. This trauma could have been caused by something he witnessed or experienced, possibly involving drugs or cult activities. As a result, he might have adopted a pig-like persona as a coping mechanism or a means of hiding his identity. Some believe that Sam may have been involved with a cult that practiced dark rituals in the woods. His disappearance on the eve of Halloween, a night associated with supernatural occurrences, adds an intriguing layer of mystery to this theory. So that first story I'd heard before, and it is pretty creepy. Do you know what the main thing is that frightens me about pigmen?
That is a pig and a man.
Well, apart from that, but yes, obviously. Their eyes. Pig eyes are horrid, aren't they? Like, I quite like a piglet, don't get me wrong. But pig eyes on a like a man's body with a snout is just really gruesome.
I swear piglets are different.
What do you mean?
Different animals, isn't they?
No.
Piglets.
Piglets are pigs, but they're little.
Nah, there's something else called that, and they're like furry. Piglet.
I don't know what you mean.
You're lying.
You're confusing me. A piglet is a baby pig.
Nah, because I know there's something like that sounds like piglet, but it's a small furry creature.
Guinea pig.
Yeah, guinea pig.
Right, we'll move swiftly on. Are you ready for the second lot of stories?
Yes, I am.
The Pigman of Bonnie Bray Bridge is a Texas legend that has captivated the imagination with its two distinct and haunting variations. The first variation tells of a local hunter known for his skill and bravery, venturing into the dense forests surrounding Bonnie Bray Bridge. One evening, under Hunter's Moon, he pursued a particularly elusive wild boar, a creature rumoured to be as cunning as it was fierce. As the chase led deeper into the woods, the hunter found himself in a part of the forest whispered to be cursed. In a harrowing twist of fate, the boar turned on its pursuer, inflicting a bite that was far from ordinary. The hunter's wounds festered not with infection, but with a dark magic that began to warp his very essence. Over time, the hunter's features twisted and contorted, his face becoming a grotesque blend of human and swine. His once proud stature now bore the mark of the beast, with coarse hair covering his body and a snout that snarled with each breath. Now a creature of legend, the Pigman is said to haunt the areas around Bonnie Bray Bridge, a shadow of his former self. Travellers and locals tell tales of eerie sounds and sightings near the bridge, where the Pigman lurks, forever caught between man and monster. The second story of the legend tells of a man who becomes the target of a notorious motorcycle gang known for their ruthless behaviour. In a cruel twist of fate, the man is subjected to a vicious attack that leaves him disfigured, his face carved into a grotesque smile reminiscent of the Joker's. Unable to face society with his altered appearance, he retreats into the solitude of the woods surrounding Bonnie Bray Bridge. Over time, his identity fades and he becomes known as the Pigman, a recluse shrouded in mystery and fear. The Pigman is said to haunt the bridge and its environs, a spectral figure that embodies the pain and rage of his past. Those who dare to venture near the bridge at night report eerie sightings and unsettling noises that they attribute to the Pigman's presence. The tale of the mutilated recluse serves as a dark reminder of the consequences of violence and the depths of human cruelty. It also speaks to the resilience of the human spirit, as the Pigman, despite his circumstances, continues to survive in the periphery of the world he once knew. In this variation, he is not just a figure of terror, but a symbol of the scars that life can leave on a person, both physically and emotionally. His story is woven into the fabric of Denton's folklore, a poignant reminder of the darker aspects of humanity and the legends that arise from them. Bonnie Bray Bridge spans Holland Road, a secluded and twisted path that has witnessed its share of tragedy. The bridge's location is infamous for a tragic train wreck that occurred in 1888, adding a layer of historical sorrow to the site. The area surrounding Bonnie Bray Bridge is shrouded in tales of the supernatural. It's said to be haunted by the spirits of the 50-some victims of the train wreck, whose restless souls are rumoured to linger, eternally entwined with the legend of the Pigman. The Pigman's Bridge, Hawkinsville, Georgia. The story begins with a man whose life was entwined with the circus, a place of wonder, but also of darkness. As a pig trainer, he was known for his ability to make pigs perform astonishing tricks, captivating audiences far and wide. Despite his talents, whispers spread about the man's cruelty towards his porcine performers. It's said that behind the curtain of entertainment, he subjected the pigs to harsh treatment, earning him a notorious reputation among locals. Time took its toll, and the man could no longer keep up with the travelling life of the circus. He chose to settle in Hawkinsville, under the bridge that would later bear his legend. There he built pig pens on the hill, attempting to cling to the remnants of his past glories. The tale takes a dark turn as the man met his end at the hands, or rather hooves, of the creatures he once commanded. In an act of poetic justice, or perhaps a desperate bid for freedom, the pigs turned on their oppressor, leading to his untimely demise. Now it's said that the man's spirit lingers at the bridge, unable to move on from the site of his downfall. His ghost is reported to have a pig-like face, a manifestation of his life's work and his ultimate fate. The Pigman's Bridge has become a local landmark, shrouded in the eerie legacy of its namesake. Some say his mournful wails can be heard on quiet nights, a reminder of the man and the legend he became.
Coincidence, isn't it, about train wrecks by pigmen?
Yeah.
I wonder if something to do with that spawns the pig man into action.
Mm.
Who knows? Do you know, in that story, I felt quite sorry for the guy who was beaten up by the motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
I did feel a little twinge of pity, but I wouldn't if he came to me with his pig head. And the last one, there's also obviously another similar theme, is the pig trainers at the circus. And I think that last guy, he got what he deserved. Cruelty to animals is a no-no, matey.
Yeah.
Have your pig face. Right, are you ready for the Can It Chase stories?
Yes, I am.
Can It Chase, Pigman Stories. On an autumn evening in 1993, an elderly couple experienced a disturbing encounter in Can It Chase, near the Castle Ring car park. As they strolled through the area, known for its natural beauty and historical significance, they were startled by unusual sounds emanating from the undergrowth. The couple reported observing an entity that appeared to be searching on the ground on hands and knees. Initially, they assumed it was an animal, but as they continued to watch, the figure stood upright, revealing a stature estimated to be around 7 feet tall. The most striking feature, as described by the witnesses, was the creature's head, which bore a resemblance to that of a pig, complete with snout. The couple's account details how the creature wore what seemed to be tattered clothing, suggesting a humanoid form. The encounter reached a climax when the creature emitted a loud, high-pitched scream, prompting the couple to leave quickly and hastily depart the area. This sighting contributes to a series of reports about the pigman of Can It Chase, a local legend that has been part of Staffordshire folklore for decades. While the veracity of such encounters is often debated, the consistency of descriptions across different sightings has cemented the pigman as a notable figure in the region's lore. The couple's experience remains one of the most cited encounters of this cryptid. Story 2. In 2010, a young man ventured into the Chase Forest with friends for an overnight camp. They planned to relax, drink, and cook over a large fire. As night turned to morning, his friends left one after another, citing work commitments for Saturday. Disappointed, the young man, who had spent hours setting up tarps and chopping firewood, tried to find other friends to join him for the night, but to no avail. Resigned to spending the night alone, he returned to the woods to collect his belongings. He parked at Castle Ring and took a shortcut through the trees to the main trail, lighting a cigarette to ease his nerves. Approaching the trail, he spotted what he thought was a large, pale dog with unusually long back legs near a tree. Hiding behind a tree himself, he suddenly realised it wasn't a dog, but perhaps a wild pig, given its shape and size. Suddenly, the creature stopped and looked directly at him, having detected the scent of his cigarette. To his horror, the creature then stood on its hind legs, revealing a distorted human-like body with a pig snout. It charged towards him, and in a panic, he fled past his car to the nearest houses, not returning until hours later. A few days later, he and a group of friends, accompanied by dogs, went back to the campsite to find it in disarray, with most of the food missing and their gear scattered.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Do you know, it reminded me, when Roger and I once went to the woods across the bridge, that'll have to do for now because I can't think of it. Yeah. It's in Wales and it's a really well-known woods. But it's just gone. I can't do it. But anyway, I saw something. We were sat in the car and I looked over and I thought, oh, that's a muscular dog's behind. Right? So as I'm looking, I'm like, that's no dog. And I realised it was a wild boar and I'd never seen them before.
What, you actually seen a boar?
Yeah, wild pigs.
Where?
In these woods that I can't think of. Do you know what? I'm going to have to Google it now.
What, in Bristol? The
Forest of Dean. I did it without Google. No, the Forest of Dean in Wales, so just over the bridge. You have been there, but they've got wild pigs, right?
Boars.
Boars. And they can be quite violent.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I had a one-on-one with one before.
Yeah? Who won?
Me.
Well, we saw this little, like, family, a group of them, and they were running through the woods. So we got out of the car and we ran down on the road and just watched them. And it was just something quite remarkable. I think I tried, but they were too quick, and I didn't want to get too close because they are piglets.
Yeah.
Piglets.
In a boar, like, that's what is that guy from...
A hog, maybe. What
like
do they call
a warthog.
Warthog. They're quite similar.
That's what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll have to see if they're actually the same thing. But it's
that's
a wild
the
pig.
Thing in...
Lion King.
Yeah, Lion King.
I think they're all the same thing. But yeah, wild boar, wild pig, a hog, whatever. They were out there and it was quite special.
Warthogs got horns and boars got nothing.
Yeah, I didn't think it was a warthog because they didn't have horns. But you also kind of knew that if they turned, they would get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the end of this episode. Hope you enjoyed and we'll catch up with you again soon.
We will indeed. I'll catch up with you again on Saturday. And don't forget, if you want to come and join us on our social media, all the links are in the podcast notes. Take care, everyone.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too.
Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.